From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. Governor Gary Herbert has ordered state health officials to stop distributing condoms with puns and wordplay on the state pride. They were branded as part of an HIV awareness campaign. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the governor's office released a statement yesterday. It says Herbert understands the importance of educating residents about HIV prevention, but he does not approve of using sexual innuendo as part of a campaign funded by taxpayers. The wrappers are labeled with phrases like, "the greatest sex on earth," a spin on the famous license plate ski slogan, "the greatest snow on earth." A year-long art exhibit opened last night at the Utah State Capitol. It honors the 150th anniversary of a Utah woman who cast the first ballot in the nation under a women's suffrage law. The exhibition includes portraits of 50 Utah advocates for women's issues throughout the state's history, including two men. Here's the artist from South Jordan, Brooke Smart.
We're hoping to bring some women from Utah's history into our curriculum in the schools and just show that there are so many things you can do to make a difference.
Despite this early victory, for a while the state ranked low in terms of female voter turnout. However, it's nearly doubled since 2006, and now it's above the national average, according to a study by Utah Valley University. But the state ranks dead last in terms of female representation in politics, according to an analysis by the online company WalletHub. Residents of southeast Utah are pushing for a referendum on the new state tax reform law. Organizers in Grand and San Juan counties say they've collected enough signatures to contribute to a statewide effort before the deadline later this month. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports.
Blanding City Council member Logan Monson has been leading the petition effort in San Juan County. He opposes the new law because it raises taxes on gas and food.
And then we live so far away from things that it's just going to be more expensive all the way around.
Monson has collected over 600 signatures so far, which is 8% of registered voters in San Juan County. If 8% of registered voters in 15 counties sign the petition, the new law will go on the ballot in November. Ryan Anderson is a former public school teacher who lives in Grand County. He says he and other organizers have also collected signatures from over 8% of registered voters there.
What we've been seeing is that we have people from across the political spectrum who are opposed to this process and its potential impact.
The signatures are due by January 21st. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Officials say the price for the new Salt Lake City International Airport has increased to $4.1 billion, up from $3.6 billion. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that the Airport Advisory Board has received an update of a new master plan that considers long-term needs beyond the completion of the airport. Officials say the increased costs will come from user fees paid by airlines and their passengers, not through local taxes. Businesses in communities bordering Utah say the state's new and stronger beer allowances have hurt their sales. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that beer sales have dropped about 20% to 30% in some parts of Wyoming, Idaho, Nevada, and Colorado. Business officials say sales dropped after Utah began letting grocery stores, gas stations, and bars sell beer with 5% alcohol by volume back in November. And the United States could see tens of thousands more violent crimes per year as climate change causes warmer winters, according to a recent study. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Allie Budner tells us how this trend could affect our region.
It's fairly well known that crime goes up in the summertime when weather is warmer and more people are outside for more hours. In an earlier study, scientists at CU Boulder found that warmer winters were associated with a jump in violent crime. In this latest study, they used climate change models to predict how increasingly warm winters might affect violent crime over the next 100 years of global warming. And it's not good. Chris Karnauskas is a co-author of the study.
We're looking at somewhere between 2.1 and 4.5 million additional violent crimes between now and the end of this century.
He acknowledges that climate isn't the only crime factor, but that it can influence the way trends are already going.
We're not predicting that violent crime in the U.S. is going to go one way or the other. We're saying whatever happens, climate is going to bend that trend upward.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.